Chinese government has paroled two U.S.-based China scholars convicted of spying for Taiwan. One of the two already is on the way back to the United States. Both had been facing 10-year prison sentences. Reporter Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. Why were these two scholars released?
Well, I think it's very clear that it's because the Chinese government wants to improve relations with the U.S. Relations are in a very delicate position right now, and just like the U.S., they want to repair those fences as best they can. The question really to the Chinese side is how do they do that and still not look bad in front of their own people? From a hardline nationalist perspective in China, you could say that the government looks very bad. They've caved into American pressure and let these people go just to please Colin Powell on his way in. And also, they've trampled on the Chinese courts, who just handed down a verdict. Chinese law states that prisoners can only be granted parole, as these two people were, after they served half of their sentences, which they, in this case, did not. So, of course, the initial verdicts may have been politically motivated, but now they're being released in a way which is, I would say, on very shaky legal footing.
How does the Chinese public feel about these cases?
Well, there have only been a few terse lines in the Chinese media about this case, and I would say it's barely on the radar of the public's perception. I think this shows really that the whole episode was not really intended for consumption by a domestic audience, or at least not the domestic public. A lot of analysts here say that this whole anti-espionage campaign is really a sort of in-house saber rattling, if you would. That is to say, just the way the Chinese military has to go on maneuvers to show it can prevent Taiwan from declaring independence, the state security forces have to show the leadership that they're doing something to prevent infiltration by Taiwanese spies. So I think it wasn't really intended as the slap in the face America takes it to be, nor was it intended to be seen by a Chinese public.
How will the release of these two scholars affect Secretary of State Powell's visit to Beijing over the weekend?
Well, clearly, Powell is, and American officials are very pleased about it. It's what they've been working for. And we should say that it clears a great obstacle to a smooth visit by Powell this weekend. From the Chinese perspective, they always say, look at the big picture. Don't be thrown by a few individual cases. And Chinese officials are sometimes surprised that such a big and powerful country as the United States lets a few individual cases dictate policy to such an extent. Anyways, the Chinese perspective aside, Powell has a lot of important issues to talk about in this visit. They have to clear up a lot of suspicions between both sides and reassure each other, both sides, that they're not each other's enemies. They have to open channels of communication to deal with crises such as the EP3 plane incident. And they've got to prepare for a very big visit by President Bush coming up in October. So clearly this is going to pave the way for a lot of that.
There are other U.S. residents and other U.S. citizens in detention in China. Any indication that they'll be released soon?
Well, we still have a doctor and Falun Gong practitioner, Tang Chunyan, in custody. There's a businessman from Connecticut, and there's another author named Wu Jianmin. There is no indication that these people are about to be tried soon or released soon.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.